This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Surprise endings are always good fun, aren't they? Did you like the bass solo? Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing some bluegrass. That was a tune we did in the early 1980s with our gospel band. Colleen Trendworth on fiddle and Paul Trendworth on banjo. Daniel Beckman doing that thumb-slapping bass solo on his electric bass. I think it was Alan Rhodes playing guitar there, and the tune is called Bluegrass Picking, and it's a fun tune to play. I hope you're going to enjoy the show. Got all sorts of things lined up for you. Here's Richard Bennett with The Sounds of Winter. For us, the sounds of winter are just disappearing now. We need a song called The Sounds of Spring, because we're just coming into spring with its windy weather and sort of fairly volatile rain-sunshine combination that we have in spring. But here's The Sounds of Winter, Richard Bennett.
I hear the sound of the winter calling me as snowflakes fall on the ground. North wind
winds blow through my mind, and I know that winter's coming round. As I was walking through the hills today, I heard the rippling of the leaves. With every step I knew that it was plain, that old man of winter's calling me. I hear the sound of winter calling me as snowflakes fall on the ground. North winds blow through my mind, I know that winter's coming round. Springtime's gone and summer's moving in, and soon the icy winds will blow. I'll travel back to the snowy river banks, and I'll listen to the winter winds blow. I hear the sound of a winter calling me as snowflakes fall on the ground. North winds blow through my mind, and I know that winter's coming round. The sound of a winter calling me as snowflakes fall on the ground. North winds blow through my mind, and I know that winter's coming round.
He's got some great songs on that album. He's a bit of a Tony Rice enthusiast, and he actually has Tony Rice playing guitar on the album, as well as Phil Ledbetter on dobro and Mark Brooks on bass, Jerome Webb on mandolin. It was a real nice song, wasn't it? Good start to the show. Here's Sierra Hull with from her album Daybreak, and this is a song called All Because of You.
It doesn't really matter what they do or say. It doesn't matter, 'cause you just hurt me either way. I've tried, oh, I've tried to give the best of me, but my mind is running circles and my heart is under.
Believe me, I am hurting, and it's all. because of you. Because of you.
Well, that was a little bit different for a bluegrass song, wasn't it? All because of you. I think if we were doing it, we'd probably do it a little bit straighter, but Sierra Hull could get away with anything. I've watched lots of YouTube videos of her, and she's absolutely delightful and seems like a really nice person. I've not seen her live, and I wish I had, but plays great music, and I really enjoy a slightly different approach to the music. Well, here's about as bluegrass as you can get. This is from an album called Ultimate Picking. Ultimate Picking. It is Ultimate Picking, folks. The best of instrumental bluegrass, put together by Scott Vestal. He plays banjo on all cuts. Ricky Simpkins is there. Mark Schatz is there. Randy Cords on dobra. He was playing dobra on that last track. Rob Ikes plays resophonic guitar on most of the tracks. Aubrey Haney plays fiddle on all tracks. Wayne Benson plays the mandolin. Jeff Autry plays the guitar. And this is a song allegedly written by Louise Scruggs and... Louise Scruggs and Gladys Flatt. I suggest it probably came from their husbands, and it's one called the Foggy Mountain Special. Thank you. wasn't that a nice recording of the Foggy Mountains special? Oh, some great picking going on there. Scott Vestal absolutely is a master of the banjo, and his recording studio that they did it at, so I guess they were able to put plenty of time into getting the right sounds on the instruments. Just lovely. Always great to hear something like that. Well, way back in 1991, I'd been playing gospel music with Colleen and doing occasional picking with my friends from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. But our good friend Gray Bartlett wanted to put on a tour, and he wanted to call the tour Legends Alive. And he was having people like Suzanne Prentice, John Grinnell, Jody Vaughan, Gray himself was playing, and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band were going to be on the show. And he wanted us to do it. So we agreed to play some nights on the tour. We couldn't get away to do the South Island part of the tour. We did some nights, and we had to do a recording to go on an album that they were putting out to support the tour. So we decided to pick on a couple of songs that we'd never recorded before, and I'm going to play you one of them now. One of the songs we did was an instrumental that I'd written and which I have played on the show before. Alan Rhodes, our guitarist and lead singer, had written a song called Heading Out, which I'll play another time. And we did the old standard, Gotta Travel On, because we thought that'd be a good song to do. And this was myself on banjo, Colleen on fiddle, David Calder on guitar, because Graham Lovejoy, the mandolin player that replaced David in the band, was playing mandolin. Alan Rhodes was doing the guitar and the vocal. Miles Ray was playing the bass guitar, and David and Miles, I think, were doing the harmonies. And we had a go at this old standard, Gotta Travel On. It's a real sort of like an old folk song here. In the credits here, it's credited to the Weavers. Now, I didn't really realise that had happened. But let's hear Gotta Travel On from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band circa 1991.
I played around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yeah, winter's coming on. I've played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. Papa writes to Johnny, Johnny can't come home. Johnny can't come home, no, Johnny can't come home. Papa writes to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home, 'cause he's been on the chain gang too long. I've played around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yeah, winter's coming on. I've played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. High sheriff and police riding after me, riding after me, Lord, riding after me. High sheriff and police riding after me, so it seems like I've got to travel on. I played around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yeah, winter's coming on. I played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on. Honey, wanna see her bad, wanna see her bad, Lord, wanna see her bad. I wanna see my honey and I wanna see her bad. She's the best gal this poor boy ever had. I played around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yeah, winter's coming on. I played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've gotta travel on. Yes, I feel like I've got to travel on.
Oh. Oh, Gotta Travel On, pretty good recording, I thought. I hadn't heard it for a long, long time, and Alan was in very good voice and we're picking away. Now, I'm not sure who did the guitar break in the middle, whether it was David Calder or whether Gray Bartlett managed to sneak an acoustic guitar break in the middle of the track. But that's Gotta Travel On, circa 1991 from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. I always loved the classic music. The Stanley Brothers worked so hard as a band, desperately trying to make a living in reality. If you read some of their books, they never had it easy. And the fame that Ralph Stanley has achieved in more recent years through the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and his status as one of the legends and the elders of bluegrass music eluded Carter, which is a shame because the Stanley Brothers, to me, just about epitomised classic bluegrass music. But they did some real simple recordings, and the one that I'm going to play to you was actually recorded on the Wango label by Ray Davis, who was a radio show host and had a studio, and he recorded a bunch of Stanley Brothers things, a gospel album and just regular stuff. And they were very simple recording sessions. They went up into the room, they laid the songs down, and that was it. One session, they didn't even have a bass player. They just put it with the guitar and the banjo, and George Shuffler regularly playing lead guitar. And very simple songs. And here they are, the Stanley Brothers doing Pig in a Pen. Very non-politically correct song in these days, but it's a good song. All I need's a pig in a pen, corn to feed him on. All I need's a pretty little girl to feed him when I'm gone. Well, I'm not sure that you'd manage to get that today. This was recorded 1964, 2 years before Carter Stanley died. And here's their version of Pig in a Pen.
Clouds are rising, sure sign of rain. Get the old gray bonnet on, little Isaac Jane.
I've got a pig at home to pen, corn to feed him on. All I need for little girl, feed him when I'm gone.
Bake them biscuits, baby, bake them good and brown. When you get them biscuits, bake for Alabama bound.
I've got a pig at home, a pen, corn to feed him on. All I need for a little girl, feed him when I'm
sweet and old Liza Jane.
I've got a pig at home to pen, corn to feed him on. All I need is a pretty little girl, feed him when I'm gone.
Just lovely. Oh, Ralph was in very good form, banjo playing and with his tenor voice, and Carter was playing in a very relaxed style with his thumb pick on that guitar, managing to get the notes right in where they should be. Stanley Brothers and their early music, I really enjoyed their approach to bluegrass music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. I've been living in Hamilton, New Zealand for most of my life, apart from a few years when I lived in Australia. And this is where I heard and learned bluegrass music. So if you're surprised at the accent, bluegrass music is all around the world. And I'm just sharing with you my take on bluegrass music. Lots of experiences, bluegrass-wise, and that's why I'm doing this show, so I can share some of those with you. And I hope you enjoy the ride with me as we travel along. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and back in 1965, when I was thinking I should buy a five-string banjo and learn to play it, Shearer's Music Works got one in for me, a Framus German banjo, and I remember going into the shop, and the shop had not long opened as a music shop, and they got this banjo for me, and we looked at it and stared at it, and first five-string banjo I'd ever seen. And I was very excited to get it, and it led to all sorts of things, didn't it? So this is Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you're enjoying my take on the music. It all comes from my shelves. I've got lots of CDs and LPs from those early days, and I still accumulate a few now and then from different sources, and there's always something on the shelves that I think you'll be interested in. We're going to hear some now. One of the early influences on my music was a group called the Dillards, and we had their Live Almost album, then Back Porch Bluegrass, then Picking and Fiddling with Byron Berline, and then Copperfields, and the later albums as they went to a more sort of country-ish sort of sound, West Coast music type sound. I really enjoyed the music of the Dillards. Got to meet them in 2008, talked to Rodney a bit, talked to Doug. He was absolutely one of my heroes, and he was a delightful guy to talk to. And I enjoy watching the old YouTube videos of them, but I'm going to play a couple of songs from the Dillards. One which I think is just about one of the best bluegrass songs ever written is one called There Is a Time, and it's a beautiful song, beautiful tune, and lovely words written by Mitch Jane and Rodney Dillard, I believe. And then another one called The Whole World Round. This is from an album called Let the Music Flow, and it's a bit like a best of the Dillards. And so we're going to hear from them now, There Is a Time, and then The Whole World Round.
There is a time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter wind will follow after. But there is love and love is warm. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. Time when leaves are falling, the woods are gray, the paths are old, the snow will come when geese are calling, you need fire against the cold. There is a time for us to wander, when time is young and so are we, the woods are greener over yonder, the path is new, the world is free. So do your roaming in the springtime, and you'll find your love in the summer sun. The frost will come and bring a harvest, and you can sleep when day is done. There is a time for us to wander, when time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder, the path is new, the world is free. The path is new, the world is free.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are the original Dillards.
City life, others crave the town, but I'll be bound for the lonesome woods where I can settle down.
Fiddle and the bow and the firelight's glow, you can hear that lonesome sound.
I'll leave behind my trouble in mind, go the whole world round. A 100 miles from a wagon track is where I'll build my home.
Fiddle and a bow and a firelight's glow, you can hear that lonesome sound.
I'll leave behind my trouble in mind,
go the whole world round.
Whittling wood, seen the streets of town. I'll pack my goods for the Arkansas woods, and there I'll settle down.
Fiddle and a bow and a firelight's glow, you can hear that lonesome sound.
I'll leave behind my trouble in mind,
go the whole world round.
Fiddle and a bow and a firelight's glow, you can hear that lonesome sound. I'll leave behind my trouble in mind,
go the whole world round.
As you can hear from that, they're both live recordings, and the first one I think was from the live Almost album. The second one was obviously from a reunion show, and just a little bit different from the way they did it on the earlier albums. And I always love to hear how musicians do their song once I've been doing them for a long, long time. That was the Dillards, big influence on my early music, and always fun to listen to them. Rodney Dillard has an amazingly clear voice and enunciates so beautifully and still captures the mood of the song beautifully. Let's hear a bit of old-time music now from J.E. Maynor and his Maynor's Mountaineers. And this is from an album called Old Time Music, and the song is one called Watermelon on the Vine. This is a tune Bill Monroe often used to open his sets with, but J.E. Maynor's got a sort of wild approach to the music, and they also include the verses for the song. Here's Watermelon on the Vine.
See that one? We'll be right back.
Oh, they're very much a fun band, aren't they? You listen to them. They also had a washboard in there. I can't tell you who the musicians were on that particular recording. I've searched the notes and it doesn't really tell me. But J.E. Maynard was playing the fiddle and he just had a great style to them. And it's sort of pre-bluegrass sound. But they just had the regular guitar, bass, no mandolin there, and a washboard playing the... it's a neat little arrangement. It's a washboard and it's got cymbals on it and a little bell and things like that. And we used to use something like that for some of our comedy songs. It's all good fun. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and this is your host, Paul Trenwith, raving on about the music, as I tend to do. If you're listening on one of the access radio stations around New Zealand that take Back Porch Bluegrass, thank you very much for staying tuned in. There's lots of stations, Radio Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM in the Wairoa Rapper, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, and of course Free FM in the middle of Hamilton, New Zealand, in the middle of the Waikato Farming District there. Lots of places you can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. We also do a deal with Canadian Access Radio stations. So hello to all the folks, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, CFPX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George, British Columbia, where else? And then the USA, Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. A whole lot of places take this as a radio show, and then lots of you are listening to it on the podcast. I really appreciate you tuning in to me as you go for your morning walk or have it playing out in your shed when you're working out there. If you're like me, I've got a lathe set up now. I bought an old lathe, a sort of real budget one. I'm trying to teach myself how to make round things on my lathe. And it's one of those things that looks easy, looks fun, and the more you get into it, the harder it gets. And so I've just decided I need to get myself some much better lathe tools. So I have a feeling that this process is going to go on, and I'm going to keep spending money on my lathe as I keep trying to make useful things like eggs and babies' rattles and handles for chisels and beaters for bowdrins and things like that. So all good fun. It's good fun having a workshop where you can go out and do things. We're going to feature now a brand new track. Not like me to play something new, is it? This is from a New Zealand band, You, Me, Everybody. They're a dynamic band in New Zealand. They Rhythmic Grooves, this is their publicity. Rhythmic Grooves, tight harmonies, and a contemporary take on bluegrass. And this is a song called Misdirection, and captures the feeling of moving forward without always exactly knowing where you're headed. Oh, I know that. That sounds like life. There's a lovely video that you can watch on YouTube if you just put in Misdirection, Misdirection, and or the band You, Me, Everybody, you'll find a really neat video. And it's touring around New Zealand and little venues and some house concerts that they play. And it's a great song. Kim Bollington on guitar and vocals. Lawrence Frangos Rhodes, who wrote the tune, I think. He plays guitar, sings lead. Sam Frangos Rhodes plays mandolin and fiddle. Nathan Talkington also plays in the Pippi Pickers, is a banjo player. Stunningly good instrumental work on this track, I'll tell you. This is from me as a banjo player. Nathan's always had a wonderful approach to the music and very fluid with his playing. Likewise, Sam and Lawrence, they just do wonderful jobs. And I think it's Rob Henderson on bass. But we'll get You, Me and Everybody up. If you need to inquire, you can go through Kim Bonington and Bonnington and get her through YME Band. That's capital Y, capital M, capital E, band, at gmail.com. And if you want to inquire about it, you can see them on Facebook and on Instagram, and you can listen on Spotify. So let's hear the new track from UB Everybody, just released in August. It's called Mystery.
Should have called you and I said I would. I know the lesson, but I wish I could do things different, turn back the time. I know that now, but it's far behind. Slow and steady doesn't win the race, even if you keep consistent pace. Might just get you there across the finish line, doesn't mean that you'll be there on time. There is a sense of outrageous misdirection. It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. The mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high. The weight of my heart is tearing me apart. Noticed when the times were good, now they're gone, I'm misunderstood. I spend too much time stressing about the past. Seems to me the only thing that lasts is that there is a sense of outrageous misdirection. It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. I took a gamble and it's more than I can pay. In debt to myself, how can I portray? The mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high. The weight of my heart is tearing me apart. Another day, I watch the sunrise then begin to fade. Will I regret this, the things I've done? Is this a lesson or have I become aware of the sense of outrageous misdirection? It's a race against my mind and I'm stumbling blind. I took a gamble and it's more than I can pay. In debt to myself, how can I portray the thoughts that are faster than the words that I can say? Should I slow myself down? Can I begin to convey that the mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high? The weight of my heart is tearing me apart.
Oh, they're a fine band, aren't they? If you ever get an opportunity to go and see You, Me, Everybody, go and see them. They're playing some wonderful contemporary bluegrass music, and they're from New Zealand here. Catch the YouTube video too. You'll be absolutely delighted with them. Oh, let's get back to back porch bluegrass. Here's another track from Sierra Hull from the album Daybreak, and this is called The Land of the Living. Sounds just like this.
There's a place of dazzling beauty no human eye has ever seen, with gates of pearl and streets paved with gold. It's a land of milk and honey. Till we reach the land.
she sings so beautifully. It's a gospel song, and I really enjoyed that song. Let's jump to the Stanley Brothers now, and it's an interesting contrast. The Sierra Hull album is super produced, and lots of input, lots of technical stuff in here, and the Stanley Brothers recorded 1964 with probably around three microphones and did two takes, and you can get bluegrass both ways, folks. Here they are doing a song that Carter had learned and always loved, and they featured it in their shows. Your Saddle Is Empty, Old Pal, more of a western song than a bluegrass song, but they do a great job on it. Here's the Stanley Brothers.
Dear old Pinto, you left me last fall. Your saddle is hanging on the bunkhouse wall. I'll put on my boots.
Pretty simple music there, but done with a real heartfelt approach to the music. The Stanley Brothers with a budget recording there. Let's listen to Rhonda Vincent with a gospel song here, Where No Cabins Fall. She had her dad helping her on the harmonies there, and it's a great song, so let's listen.
Sadness I pine for that old home of mine, and along Now in sadness I pine for that old home of mine, and I long for that mother's love. I'd like to go back to the quaint little tumble down shack. Is it like to spend the day, to spend just a day, where in heaven forever I'll stay? But time won't turn back. We must travel till Jesus shall call. Then we'll be happy in the land where no cabins fall. In the land.
I remember the Country Generals version of that song, and very similar. They did a pretty good job there, but I really enjoyed Rhonda Vincent doing that. We're getting toward the end of the show now. We're going to have a song from the David Greer Band, and David Greer is a superb guitarist. He's got a lot of good help here. Casey Campbell on mandolin, Dennis Crouch on bass, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, and Corey Walker on banjo. And here they are doing a classic bluegrass song called Dark Hollow, written by Bill Browning. And it sounds like this.
Dark Hollow, Stuart. Then to be all alone, knowing that you're gone.
Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Join me again next week and we'll find a whole lot more interesting bluegrass music. Bye.
So blow your whistle, freight train. Take me far on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going and I ain't coming back. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going and I ain't coming back.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.